Yeah, I was also connecting. Shit, I gotta generate an image of my character. I'd be a fool if I didn't have. If you want, I can generate one for yours. Crap, my work laptop. I gotta jump and get something. Right. Yeah, Bailey was the mastermind behind mine. Yeah. Oh. Well, I hope one's really good. Oh, God. He could have named some organization as wrap up. Oh, did Josh reach out to you about what I wanted to do for part of my wrap up nap tenor? Oh, well, I guess you'll find out. Or he'll ask you. No. I did plan for a lot of assassinations. Full stop. And I didn't want to risk our group having to talk about it. Level took care of it. Am I using the right mic?
It's a shame that so internally we just start externally, we started rolling out some cool new video generation stuff. It's really good at physics, but if you describe like a scene, it's really just kind of like zooming in and out. It doesn't do that much. It could do some cool things like water splashing, but I tried doing some like character stuff for us. Kind of looks bad. But there's also, that's not external yet, is there's music generation. So I tried making it to create a campaign song. And I mentioned the names of our characters, like Divex, Henrik. And I put Josh in there because I feel like he should get a mention. But it's AI-generated music. So it's like a folksy gibberish. It's like, Henrik, Josh, Divex, Lev. And then it's just like crystal clear. So eerie. No worries. Oh. I don't know what mine's going to be either. We're going to wing it. So I'll be interested to see what you think of rogues, because I know people tell me rogues are good online, but I hate rogues, like playing one, because I was in Pathfinder, just mechanically. I find getting sneak really hard, and it might just be I didn't know what I was doing when I played it. Oh, I guess you could just hide, then. Oh! Never mind. Never mind. It might have been me, but I really didn't know what to take, because I already have a flight speed. All right, so then I didn't take it. Could you also run on water and double jump? Because I remember... No, I've been meaning to. Yeah. What's also Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's dope. So I am not playing. I did not build a damage dealer. So it'll be interesting. Well, that's the hope. I'm also running through some of what I will try for the main campaign. So I'm going to test it here. Yeah. I did it. I'm a little scared to bring him out because I don't know how fun he will be just like playing with like a guy that can move that fast with that many reactions and hits like heavy armor and he moves 55 and he he has reactions for if they move, he can hit them because he's a 15-foot reach. So if they move, he can hit them. If they do manipulate, they can hit him. Or if they hit one of you guys, he can hit them. And he also has a bunch of ways to make people prone. So the idea is he just runs around smacking everyone prone and positions himself in between people. And then it's just whack-a-mole. Wait, I just brought the guy up. What would he have at level 9? At level 9, he only has 50 movement speed. I forgot I gave him an Ebola. Returning Ebola. Ebola, yeah. I saw people getting mad at that because I was trying to see if there was a way that I could take a minus one to add a plus one somewhere else. But they're like, yeah, voluntary flaw. And I was looking into it. I was like, this is bullshit. I stopped taking it. I gave Josh my character for next campaign, fully fleshed out. But I still have like a negative one occult at level 20. And it's because I think it's not needed anymore. Because let's be honest. Would you ever have the cleric who's not that smart, like, will not have that high int, be the guy rolling occultism checks? No! I'm never gonna. Half the shit that was untrained improvisation I never fucking use. Like, I'm not gonna roll Arcana. Like, if I was Lev, I'm never rolling Arcana. So I said, fuck it. Not saves. Oh, hell yeah. And I'm a cleric, so I'll have good perception. Fuck yeah. Yeah. That might be me. No, I'm traded more. I'm trained in 8, mastering 2. Yeah. They're also all humans, so humans get even better versions of that. I'm not going to play one. Doop. The problem was, I liked Elf and some other ones, but their dice were just so small. And then, like, it's hard finding ones that have the stats I want without the negative somewhere that I want to. But once you start embracing that you're going to suck at certain checks, it opens up the doors. Maybe we're just inherently racist and we want to see ourselves there. Well. No, they're not aliens. They're furophobic? That's what I was going for. You can't play. Wait, what did Mike say? Will Gemini make one? I have Gemini open. So what I did to get a really good base prompt for something I wanted is I spammed this one prompt and then I kept saying retry on Gemini. Then I found an image I liked and I saved it. Then I created a new chat and I said, write a prompt to make this image, and then like described it very computery or just very systematically. And then I sent that to a third chat, and then I got an even better image. And then now I just workshop that base prompt. That's what the new thinking models do, because they now tell you what are they thinking as they go through. Have you played with any of them? Other ones too, yeah. Everyone has thinking models now. America. I think she committed to something without knowing what she committed to. And, like, it's like, you know what's... You know what someone... Sorry, go ahead. I admire the tenacity, but this reminds me of, like, when I had an intern, and they're like, sure, I can totally create an image recognition model. And I'm like, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. Maybe, you know. Yeah. Could you make a... Yeah, but like, if you don't have Path Builder, I don't know how I would make a character. I just straight up don't... Right. Look, I don't think there's malicious intent. Actually, I'm going to change my ancestry again to elf. Look, I'm not... It's just all of Not yet. It took 3 sessions. It was so great making jokes and watching Josh try not to laugh.
I was like, oh, so you're inviting me into this room? Okay.
Deep. remember the old man bit that went on way too long? Ghost, and you're riding mine. Well, it worked. It worked.
You forgot that we won the competition because Lev decided to not be Lev and instead be someone else. Two Gatling guns.
That was for Noah. It's good to. It just always takes me a long time to find these. Yeah, so yeah, I was gonna say. It's like in Skyrim when you steal clothes off someone, like a shopkeeper. That's the broker. You also forgot that when we went to the Soul Cage, he was like, hey, can you steal this thing from my wife? And we're like, great plan. 30 days later. So we've really gotten close to her. We've been playing music for her. What? Why did you do that? She'll never believe it. We've really made our club bump. The teddy bear. It was the teddy bear. That was a fun session. Yeah. When Desmond pulled a gun on someone's teddy bear. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. Good job. I repay. Really putting our dick on the table. Wasn't it also a secret moon? People didn't even know about the 13th realm. A secret moon. Then a wolf kills everyone. Some people could have been like shitting and they're like, a teaching comrade. And then it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they gotta deal with us, don't they? Because they're like, shit, I don't want them to come back. But that was, yeah. Can you imagine if we played the first campaign like this? We go to Volo, we kill Volo, we kill the Lord, we kill the innkeeper, all the Lords of Waterdeep. No, honestly, we would have just killed Thief, because Thief was the one that really didn't like us. Thief would have disappeared, and then everyone else would have been like, oh! Very like primal. We're not socialized well, so we're like, come here, food. There's a lot of people we saved, actually. We
with that.
No, and then everyone else says, no, we should mind control them. Sorry, two of them. There was two of them that said, yeah, we can mind control them with the 13th realm. So I'm tied for as many characters in the group. I just want to put that out there. And Don, no, and Big Fish. But anyway, we're powerful now. We have resurrection. I say we bring back the Baron's daughter because we didn't really catch her murder. Well, we did catch her murder, but now we can. We have time. We technically probably could have brought her back before too, but now we can. And then, Henrik, if you'd want, we can bring your dad back, too. Yeah, you just need to know their name. Oh, never mind. We can leave him. So Tanner, so Henrik, so you know, we could do it. So if you want to, I say we go to Bravassing. We take control of the power vacuum. We then power the Leviathan, and we wage war on Nox. Or we let them enjoy just eternal peace. That's the best I got, so you know.
Well...
All right, okay. That is if we have a needle. I don't know if... we could build another Dawn engine right on some of its blood and just start burning it up. Also, we've already been quarantined. Maybe we can all ascend now, you know? And then we just, like, then we just, we drink all of beasts and then we go, bah, bah, bah. Yeah. Well, I guess we don't do that. You know. Lev is going to be just keeping an eye out. A lot of costumes. Just seeing if they're trying to, like, put assassins in place before this event. If like, Oresk is starting to do some grumblings about any of that, he's going to keep an eye out. And if he needs to, he will assassinate people. But he wouldn't do it and take credit for it. He'd be like, oh, wow, the people are seizing up. Lev just puts on his blindfold and the other dude's like, what the fuck is that? Lev is outside with wings just flapping silently. Like, I thought you would get further. Come on, you didn't even break the skin. Yeah, Lev will sleep fight him, but make his face look like the assassin as a disguise in front of him. Just be like, oh, hello! Huh? I do. But yes, that's what all anything I want to do before the council. Marza would have come. 100% would have come. Has most councils on continents, huh? Lev is going to be so crazy charming and nice. They're all going to be like, this fucking, this guy? And he's going to be like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And like doing some like. Oh, yeah, no blindfold. No 42 without the artifact activated. Wait, what'd you say? Oh, yeah. And Ilyara. Did the sparrows send anyone? The sparrows? I would arrange for their transport if they wanted it. Like if Masha or something. Does that ever stop some councils? Lev heard about Sidesium. He thinks that we're not going to get added to Sidesium because of the quarantine. But he likes the idea of everyone working together. So he's going to try to start creating like an actual council. So none of this weird shit we have, all this bioengineering proxy wars. We're going to start trade. We're going to be peaceful. If we need to, we will take defensive action against the threats. But he wants to start just unifying. I think that's the main goal there. Yes, and then throwing out some terrifying facts about like the Thessians, and then being like, one of them's waking up, we need to work on that, but then all everything else. We're waging war now? Levy's going to try to spin the Titan thing. We need to help those people that are being puppeted by these people. We got to help them. We got to give them aid so that they can become their own independent group and help us into the new age. And then he has the sparrows here. And he's going to let them do a little sob story and then cut them off when he's like, they're terrible at selling it. And then tell them about how horrible Oresk is. And then he's just going to try to be like, all these people are being kept under tyranny and this there. And he tries to get people to feel sad for them. And he wants them to emotionally be invested in this. And Marzo is going to be there too, to be like a sounding board. And he's going to have like a little bit of conflict and then be like, no, you're totally right. So he's going to. Lev says in the orb, he's just like, we should make him king of Oresk. I will crown you king if you want. He's just chilling, and then he hears this like gate, this mystical divine gate opens, and we walk out. We're like, do we have an opening right now?
What would you guys like me to roll?
You'll do what, Don? Do you guys want me? Can I have the biggest one? Do you want this to be generally diplomacy or intimidation? Yeah. No, we have. All right. Which do you guys want? I'll do fear. Oh, okay. Do you think this dude will listen to diplomacy, or do you think intimidation might be better? Okay. I'll do diplomacy. Sorry. Fairy roll? No, 9's fine, right? All right. Use your hero points if you guys rolled low. Lev will shamelessly request the ability to have access to Oresk's cabal and their info on it. And denied. Don't even get to roll. Okay. He's going to die. Do your thing, Henrik. I'll roll an esoteric check just in case. 47 for mine. Get a risk. That it? Well, let's go. All right, so post-council stuff. I'll give you broad strokes. We don't need to do everything. Lev would like to try to ask, because Desmond has, I believe, a child, correct? Did they? I don't know if it's a half vampire child, whatever it is. Lev's going to try to see if maybe with that DNA, their DNA, Divex, Dawn, if they could create a mutagen that will make vampires less crazy, so it's kind of like Quarry. If that doesn't work, Lev will spend the next bit of time systematically dismantling the cabals and then offer all of his friends a chance to walk around the anchorways and just travel and be gods of mischief, eating food, stealing shit, killing tyrants, that whole thing. Pull it out. Mirror. Does beast blood not work? Okay. So he's gonna kill a bunch of vampires, and then he will leave.
And he'll kill any person he needs to in between that.
I think, it would either be Tell if Tell wants to. If Tell doesn't want to, I don't know. I feel like Tell and Marza are tight. So it will just, they will just, I would ask, I think both the parents would be wanting Henrik to cure it. And then Desmond is just going to operate a vineyard and just never scale it up. It'll be boutique. Maybe it becomes super fancy. Maybe it doesn't. He doesn't really give a shit. He tried to retire at the start of this campaign before this. So now he's retiring. And then Marzo is just going to be sitting on Beast, protecting it and loving this like new family he has and all of that. It's going to be called New Haven. Yeah, it's in Connecticut. Yeah, it's New Haven. And he's just going to try to make the Gulch better. Hopefully they become a country. He does not want the leadership role of it. He doesn't. He just wants his little city. Just make it better. That's it. The Gulch becomes known for its culture, specifically its plays and its literary storytelling. He tells a lot of the stories the group faced, and then just becomes like that. And most people don't visit Haven because of all the blood. They visit the other parts of the city. It's like Blade. Just the bad ones. He leaves the bats and the good ones around. Yeah. Yeah, we'll help out to DCM if they message us. Maybe we'll see our old presence, but all that. And we got clones and we got all Marzo is going to play hardball and require you to give food, medicine, water. He's going to be like, I thought the whole point was that people couldn't get access to this blood, man. And then he's like, you're gonna have to make this place better if you want to do that.
I think we made a lot of good happen. We did a lot of bad. Mostly me. I look down at my hands. Miss B, you raised an excellent man. You only say the word and I'll crown him king of Oresk. Lev will be like, well, you make the best pierogies. I'm happy I could try it again. And I look over at Henry. I had to get some old stuff, so I gave it to her. Very nice lady. Do you want to travel the anchor ways with us? Or are you just going to hook out here? Doing good. Yes! They're always going to be visiting with just like some strange food and strange things. I was like, here, try it. It's called a lobster. Great job, Josh. Great job, everyone.
That's amazing.
All right. There's also base. Yeah. We could start it. His brain wouldn't work. I'm sad I can't play my character, but I'll get to play him next session, so it'll be fine. His name is Mr. Pluckwort.
He came from this version of hell, like the Infinite Horizon, and his real passion is being a journalist, but unfortunately he's very bad at it, so he has to be a sellsword to live. But he's always trying to get the horrible scoop.
Once it works for me. Oh! Very cool. Oh. Almost. It's almost a mile. But you're from Colorado, so you're used to big elevation. This was a good campaign, though. This was a thanks, Josh, for organizing it. A lot of fun. Sam. Yes, player name. Yeah, I regenerated a couple of them. Yeah, it's part of his brand. He has a column in a newspaper no one reads because he makes it himself and hands it out to people. Yeah, same with me. Oh, George lacks permission to update user. Yeah. What's going to be funny about the way we left this last campaign is Lev and Dawn are going to be like Uriel, except they don't have some cosmic laws binding them from not acting. So there's just going to be actual chaotic people. They're still stealing some stuff just for 10th level scrolls just to cast more gates. Yes, they could use anchor ways, but a gate is so much more fun to just be like, gate. Eating random food. Dawn just leaves. Massive technology breakthroughs. They just leave. I got kicked out. I'm retrying. It's also... Still says no visibility. Ooh, I see it. I got a 28, and I get a 30 when I raise my shield. Also, this is because I didn't even go champion. If I went champion, I'd have like a 30 or 32 or something. I know. I went to hit, and I had a 30, and it said hit, and I was like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. Well, you succeed. No! Why? Prancet's not doing anything wrong. Like, splitting his head open like a zipper to bite someone else. Did you read the spell I cast? It's this one. It's a terrifying spell. Blood Feast. Yeah. Yeah. It hits.
Well, I just targeted you with bone shake. I grab your skeleton and shake it.
No.
I got, I have two benedictions prepared, and I'm really happy everyone seems to be kind of frontliney. So I got benediction, which is just going to give everyone a plus one to their AC. And then I'll have Bane to give everyone else a minus one to the enemies. Oh, it's crazy. No, that's crazy. Yeah. Divine spells are kind of crazy. I love these new icons by the spells, though. Hmm. Oh, I just realized this was a mistake on my class. I should not be able to prepare two different types of fonts, so I should just have all five heals. That's my B. That was left over when I had a different character, so. Perfect. Yeah, I realized I added wounding to my mini scythe, but turns out it's a knife family, so it automatically does wounding on crits, so I don't really need it, but... Yeah, but it's... But it doesn't do anything crazy, like... If I get a crit, I just kind of wasted a rune. Yeah. I missed a lot. But I think with wounding, I should always do. Yeah. So, the difference, I thought so too at first, Tanner, but then I realized if I just get another rune like Thundering or Frost, I just do the damage in the beginning. It's just not persistent. But if I keep attacking them, it won't stack. But it would have been busted if we needled someone. Or if I was a Thaumaturge and they just kept bleeding, which I should have fucking done. Lev is a fuck up. But if I did that, I would have hit all the...
Yeah,
but Lev would have been even better if it applied another thing of weakness, but it'd be fine. I don't like astral guns. That sounds like a... How do I raise shields? Henrik should know that. Oh. Oh. Okay, so it's in actions. Ooh. Yeah. I don't see raised shield. I just see shield block. Oh, no, no, no. I can just bring my shield there, and then I can do... No, that's just strikes. I want to raise. Oh, hell yeah. Gotcha. So when I hit benediction, why don't I see a AC raise? I thought I did on the top part. Oh, it's an aura. Okay. Oh, okay. I would do that. No, it doesn't stack. It doesn't stack, thankfully, but then if they moved around, they would still have it. Yeah, yeah. Hey. All right, cool. Try hitting me. Try hitting me, Salvatore. That benediction's really saving my ass. Yeah, I think it might just be, yeah. So I was gonna, I was gonna try to run that and then Bane, and then just be an absolute menace. No! Hit me again. Roll the damage. Roll damage, Noah. No, 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 I don't have anything. But I do have a feat that gives me called Restorative Strike, so I can cast a heal on myself. A one-action heal. Bam. Heal. Yeah, I can do that. Heal this. Roll. I roll d10s. It applies. Yeah, then I get to make a melee, and I get a plus one melee attack. And then, if that hits, let's hope it hits. No! Benediction, but it won't have applied to you because we're not allies right now. I then get to heal someone else for the same heal. And it removes the manipulate on my heal. Yeah. I'm really hoping that this is going to be like the second campaign where not every monster in the beginning of the game has attack of opportunity, because I feel like Henrik was able to treat wounds a lot of people and didn't get smacked for it, so I hope that's the same case, but we'll see. It looks really freaky. Everything's black, then the character tokens have like Twilight Zone effects. Hey, are you divine? Do you believe in a god, Salvatore? I believe in the pulse. No, the air. The air. You need to make a DC 25. Oh. Yeah. This spell. Oh. Oof. Glimpse of redemption to him. Yeah. Why are you stealing my stuff? Don't know why people don't like divine spells. Oh no! Do you like this spell? Inevitable disaster. Divine spells are crazy. I don't know why people hate them. Yeah, no, it's. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so crazy how much fucking. Oh, and then also, I got a thing that I can heal and then just exclude people from it. So I can do the three action heal to get everyone. Exclude five people. Exclude five people. So, yeah. This is a. Oh, yeah. A lot of people do that for gunslingers, apparently, because you can take the feet so you could, like, reload when you're under, when you're prone or covering. So you basically just drop prone, shoot, then you can crawl, and then if you get kip up, you can come up as a free action. So you're just, like, bopping around like a mole man. Yeah. Oh, if someone was blinded, I think this might have worked. Would it? I don't like hearing that, so Combo is going to get blood feasted. My head splits vertically into an enormous maw.
Yes.
I also found out if you go down the dragon bloodline, you can get a flight by 9th level, a full flight, but it's not equal to your movement speed. It's just 20. So theoretically, I could spec into this really slow shield guy, but just fly everywhere. It's tower shields. No, because tower shields slow you down. I could get my AC higher. Oh, I thought it was just one action to raise and then one action to hide behind to take cover. Oh, no. But isn't it still an AC of 3 or no? One of them gives a +3 and then you get an extra 2 with take cover. Oh, boo. I did kind of think about trying to build a champion that just has a massive shield and his other hand doesn't have anything and he's just grabbing and throwing people. And his whole thing is just to stop the guys from moving. Yeah. Yeah. I have a good amount of spells. I have three at every rank, besides my highest, but then I get five max level heals. Cool. It's okay. I'm healing you. You're full health.
What did you say, Archie? How dare you say that? You know, you have to see your ways differently. You need some guidance to help you see the world better. It is, yeah.
Wait, what? My shield has what? Oh, yeah. And it gets harder. And it's also a force shield, so I can activate it and then give me five resistance to physical damage.
You just gotta.
No, but wait, did you look at that item, the force shield? It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have that, it's not that crazy. Well, I had so many, I didn't know what even to fill my item slots with. No. No, I think I got 20. I might have hit 20. Yeah. Yeah, I have resistance to electricity, sonic, fire, acid, bleed, and then I also have it to void, and then I think something else. But yeah. Oh.
No!
Private. I can't, though. Wait, that means I might be able to hit him. Does my 23 hit his AC? Well. I talk to him dragon to dragon. Oh. He looks like he's from Smash Bros. Oh! Amphibious lizard to amphibious lizard. Yeah. Ancestry, bitches. I have breath control. It said critical failure, but it told me that it actually meant critical success. No, it told me that I actually was higher. It said I was actually 20. Alright. Oh, the lead thing? Ferris. I am also happy we didn't go with the other plan of word of revision. Because I think Levmir would have just splattered. If he didn't go to the lighthouse. Alright.
Sounds good.
All right. Adios. Yeah.